Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for giving me another opportunity to share His word with you this evening.
Hallelujah. 感谢神给我这个机会，可以跟大家分享神的话语。
It has been said that the youths today are facing the greatest challenge in the 21st century to remain pure.
有这种说法说，二十一世纪的年轻人面临的最大的挑战就是保持圣洁。
Because morality is at an all-time low.
因为如今的这个道德水平是历史以来最低的。
I generally agree with the saying, but I'd like to add that it is not just the youth who are facing the challenges.
基本上我是同意这种说法的，但是我想补充一点的是，不仅仅是年轻人才面临这样的挑战。
Adults too are facing the greatest challenge humankind has ever faced since the beginning of time.
成年人也面临着这样的挑战，它从创世之来也是人类最大的挑战。
We are living in a time when we are richest of all the past generations, material-wise.
我们生活在一个物质上极度丰裕的时代。
With the advancement of science and technology, we are living longer.
随着科学和技术的进步，我们活得更久。
We are doing less hard labor.
我们的体力劳动更少了。
And now we have robots with artificial intelligence serving us to make our lives easier.
而且我们有机器人依靠人工智能使我们的生活更加便捷。
And furthermore, thanks to social media, our world has shrunk.
而且因为有了社交媒体，我们的世界开始变得小了。
Our world has shrunk such that we now get instantaneous information from the other side of the world.
我们可以几乎在同时获取到世界上各个角落的信息。
Recently, there is a new term called zero-dollar purchase.
最近有一个短语比较流行，它叫零元购。
This is a very nice way of saying shoplifting or theft.
它事实上是有关这种商店盗窃或是偷盗的一种委婉的说法。
The state of California has decriminalized shoplifting under $950 because their prisons are full.
美国的加州已经把低于$950之下的这种商店盗窃不称不归为犯罪，是因为他们的监狱已经满了。
So we have the question, is the California state government encouraging its people to commit petty crime?
我们是否要问一下，是不是加州的政府在鼓励他的人们去犯罪呢？
What has happened to people today? Why are so many people committing crime?
今天的人们到底是怎么了？为什么有这么多的人去犯罪呢？
My weekday usual routine is to surf the internet to gather news.
我每天的一件必做的事情就是在网络上浏览去收集讯息。
And every day I come across news of celebrities enjoying their wealth, whether it's vacationing at some expensive resort or some private island, on the private jets or buying million-dollar mansions with designer goods.
每一天我都会看到这些诸如此类的讯息，就是名人在享受他们的财富，他们乘坐私人飞机到一些奢华的别墅或者是岛屿去享受假期，或者是买了几百万美金的别墅，或者是这种设计师的产品。
It seems that these celebrities, their sole work is to make us, the ordinary working class, envious of them and their wealth.
好像这些名人们的主要工作就是让我们这些普通人去羡慕他们和他们的财富。
So no wonder crime rate is up because people want to keep up with the Joneses.
难怪现在的犯罪率是如居高不下，是因为人们都想变成他们那样。
This evening, I'd like to share with you some lessons we can learn from the temptation of Jesus from the Gospel of Luke.
今天晚上我想与大家分享的是路加福音主耶稣受试探，从中我们可以学到什么。
And hopefully, instead of getting lost in this material world, we can find ourselves in God.
希望我们不至于迷失在这个物质的世界里，相反，我们能够在耶稣基督里找到自己。
And anchor ourselves in our Lord.
把我们的灵魂放在主耶稣的身上。
Let us please turn to the Gospel Luke chapter 4 verse 1 to 13.
请大家翻开路加福音四章一到十三节。
Gospel Luke chapter 1 verse, sorry, chapter 4 verse 1 to 13.
请大家翻开路加福音四章一到十三节。
Verse 1.Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. 2. Being tempted for 40 days by the devil, and in those days he ate nothing, and afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. 3. And the devil said to him, If you are the Son of God, command the stone to become bread. 4. But Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. 5. Then the devil, taking himUp on a high mountain, show him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. 6. And the devil said to him, All this authority I will give you and the glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. 7. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. 8. And Jesus answered and said to him, Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. 9.Then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. 10. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over you and to keep you. 11. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. 12. And Jesus answered and said to him, It has been said, You shall not tempt the Lord your God. 13.Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time.
路加福音四章一到十三节，耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野，四十天受魔鬼的试探。那些日子没有吃什么，日子满了他就饿了。魔鬼对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。”耶稣回答说：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”魔鬼又领他上了高山，霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说：“这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁。”你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。耶稣说：“经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。”魔鬼又领他到耶路撒冷去，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以从这里跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你，他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。”耶稣对他说：“经上说，不可试探主你的神。”魔鬼用完了各样的试探，就暂时离开耶稣。
Prior to Jesus being tempted by Satan for 40 days and 40 nights, he received water baptism by John the Baptist at the River Jordan.
在主耶稣被试探之前，他在约旦河，他在约旦河接受了，施洗约翰的洗礼，并禁食四十昼夜。
When he came out of the water, the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove, and a voice came down from heaven and said, You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased.
当他从水里出来，圣灵降在他身上，就像鸽子一样，并且有一个声音从天上说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
After his water baptism, Jesus was led to the wilderness by the Holy Spirit where he was tempted by Satan.
在受洗完之后，主耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，在那里他要接受魔鬼的试探。
Note that Jesus was tempted almost immediately after he was baptized, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit when he was tempted.
请注意，主耶稣是在他受洗完之后就立即被引到被引到旷野来接受试探。他当时是被圣灵充满了。
The devil sees every opportunity to test and tempt Jesus, and he will apply the same methodology on us, followers of Christ.
撒旦运用了各样的机会来试探和引诱主耶稣。在今天，作为基督徒的我们，撒旦也会使用同样的伎俩。
It is imperative that we must remain alert and be watchful at all times, even when we feel we are close to God.
所以就我们必须要保持警醒，并且所有的任何时候都要保持警惕。
Lord Jesus was hungry. He was quick to tempt Jesus and his divinity by asking him to
试探主耶稣和他的神性。
Had Jesus heeded the words of the devil, he would have abused his divine power. In the 1990s, there was a scandal that rocked the financial world.
在上个世纪九十年代，金融界的话有一个丑闻。
The collapse of the Barings Bank,
就是
one of England's oldest bank.
就是英格兰最老的银行，也就是巴林银行的倒闭。
The collapse, the cause of the collapse was due to one person, a young trader by the name of Nick Leeson, who worked at Barings Singapore office.
这家银行的倒闭是因为一个年轻人，他的名字叫尼克·黎森，他当时工作在巴林银行的新加坡办事处。
Leeson was trading in risky derivatives using Barings money, but he was not authorized to do these risky trades.
尼森当时未经银行的允许来用银行的钱来进行一些非常危险的交易。
At first, he was very successful in doing these trades.
未经银行的允许来用银行的钱来进行一些非常危险的交易。他在做这些投机交易的时候的损失，未经银行的
创造了
来用收银的钱来进行一些在最初的时候呢，他在做这些投机交易的时候的损失，未经银行创造了来用收银的钱来进行一些遭受一些损失。
在最初的时候呢，
他在做这些投机交易的时候的损失，未经银行创造了来用收银的钱来进行一些。
The Barings Bank has become a textbook example of poor internal controls.
所以这家巴林银行的倒闭因此成为了一些内部的监管，就是糟糕的内部监管的一个负面的例子。
Barings trusted Leeson enough to give him the responsibility of double checking his own trades.
巴林银行信任这个黎森这个人，就交给他，赋予他权力，他能够自己监管他自己的交易。
And Leeson abused that trust by engaging in trades that were not authorized by Barings.
黎森当时就是滥用了这个银行给他的信任，他开始从事一些未经允许的交易。
And ultimately causing Barings to declare bankruptcy.
最后导致这家银行破产。
Our Lord Jesus was able to see through the schemes of the devil.
主耶稣能够看清楚撒旦的诡计。
And that is why he responded the devil with, "Men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God."
所以他回复撒旦说，人不是单靠食物，而靠着神口里所出的一切话。
Had Jesus given in to his hunger and turned bread into stone, as suggested by the devil, he would have misused his divine power and lost the temptation.
如果主耶稣听从从了撒旦的诡计，来屈服于他的饥饿，把石头变成了食物，他可能就滥用了他神圣的权利，而且在这个引诱面前失败了。
In the case of Leeson and Barings, had Leeson cut his losses early on and confessed to his superiors that he had engaged in risky trades and lost the bank's money, Barings may still be around today.
在巴林银行的这个案例里面，如果黎森这个人能够及早的切断他这种他的造成的损失，能够向他的主管来承认他所从事的一些不合法的交易，而导致银行损失了钱，那么今天这家银行还可能继续存在。
Even though Leeson would most likely still end up in jail anyways.
但是他自己可能就是要在监狱里面度过。
I suspect that management at Barings Singapore office probably knew about Leeson's unauthorized activities, but turned a blind eye.
我怀疑当时
巴黎银行、新加坡的管理层，他们可能知道黎森所从事的一些未经允许的这些交易，但是他们却可能是睁只眼闭只眼。This is because Lee Sun at one time made profits so large that they amounted to Barings 10% annual profit in 1992.
因为在当时黎森通过这样这个交易来为银行创造了他当年的利润的百分之十。
In my opinion, there is no way management would not look into a young trader who was generating 10% of the bank's annual profits.
在我看来，当时他的管理层可能根本就不会去仔细的去查看这个年轻的交易员怎么能够就是在能够为这个银行创造当时他一年的盈利的百分之十。 在我看来，这个管理层一定会去调查这件事情。
Lee Sun had done so well initially with his risky trades that he would want to keep duplicating that success.
黎森在起初的时候，因为他这些很冒风险的交易，他创造了巨大的成功，他想要复制这种成功。
Unfortunately, things didn't work out for him, and he didn't know when to cut his losses until it was too late.
不幸的是，事情并没有像他所预料的那样，他不知道当时是及时的制止，直到已经太晚了。
So greed was the real reason behind the collapse of Barings.
所以贪婪是导致巴黎银行破产的真正原因。
We today face similar temptation.
今天我们面临的是同样的试探。
Especially those of us who are higher up on the corporate ladder and are entrusted with certain responsibilities.
尤其是今天在公司的管理层比较高的位置，然后被公司赋予了一些某些责任。
From time to time, we hear stories of how some people steal money from their clients, take kickbacks from suppliers, etc.
时不时的，我们会听到有人从 他们的客户里那边偷钱，或者是从他们的供应商里面赚取回扣。We
have to ask ourselves, have I abused the trust my employer has shown me?
我们必须要问自己，我有没有滥用我的雇主所赋予我的信任？If
our answer is no, then we have overcome the temptation.
如果我们答案是没有，那我们就意味着我们胜过了试探。However,
if our answer is yes, beware.
如果我们的答案是是的话，那么我们就要小心。Because
we have fallen into the trap of the devil, and we have to get ourselves out of the trap and back into the fold of the Lord.
因为我们或许已经掉进了撒旦的陷阱，我们需要把自己从这个陷阱当中救出来，然后回到神的羊圈。The
next temptation to Jesus was to offer Jesus all the kingdoms of the world if he would bow down to worship the devil.
第二个试探是只要主耶稣弯腰来敬拜撒旦，撒旦会许诺给主耶稣这个万国的繁华。The
devil was offering the world to our Lord in exchange for our Lord to turn away from God and to worship him.
撒旦要求主耶稣以敬拜撒旦交换条件，就是要把这个世界交给他。
And again, our Lord turned down the devil's offer and quoted from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13.
又一次主耶稣拒绝了撒旦的条件，而引用了《申命记》6章13节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13.
申命记6章13节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13.
申命记6章13节。
13. You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him, and take oath in his name.
生命记6章13节，你要敬畏耶和华你的神，侍奉他，指着他的名起誓。
Like unto the first time, the Lord Jesus was quick to see through this particular scheme of the devil.
就像第一次试探一样，主耶稣能够快速地识别撒旦的诡计。
Jesus responded to the devil with, "You shall worship the Lord your God and Him only. You shall serve."
主耶稣回复说，你要敬畏耶和华你的神，单要侍奉他。
And had Jesus gave in to this temptation, he would have violated the first commandment of the Ten Commandments.
如果主耶稣在这一个试探上失败了，他就违背了十条诫命中的第一条。
Now there's a comedy called Bedazzled.
有一个电影叫做《与魔鬼的交易》，
where the story is about a young man who struck a deal with Satan in order to get the girl of his dreams.
故事讲了一个年轻人与魔鬼达成了一个交易，为要获得他所 心意的女孩。
In exchange for his soul, Satan would give the man 7 wishes.
为了得到他的灵魂，撒旦同意满足他的7个愿望。
In each time this man made a wish and lived out his wishes, the devil would spoil them by adding something he did not expect nor want.
每一次当这个人许了一个愿望，来实现他的愿望的时候呢， 魔鬼就会来骄纵他，给他一些他没有期待，甚至他没有想象的事情。
This movie is based on the German legend of Faust, a man who made a pact with the devil, exchanging his soul for unlimited knowledge and worldly pleasures.
这个电影是基于德国的一个传说，就是浮士德，就一个人跟魔鬼达成了交易，以他的灵魂为代价来换取
In the end, Faust was saved from hell because the mother of his illegitimate child pleaded with God to save him.
在最后的时候呢，这个浮士德能够从被地狱里面解救出来，是因为他的一个私生子的母亲在神面前不断地为他祷告。
From the movie Bedazzled and the German legend of Faust, we know that throughout the history of mankind, humans have always had a desire to possess and enjoy all the good things of the world.
从这部电影，还有德国的这个浮士德的这个传说，我们可以知道，在人类历史上，人总是有这样一个欲望，想要去占有和享用世界上所有美好的东西。
But they know that this is not possible.
但是他们知道这是不可能的。Yet
that desire is so strong that some are willing to trade their souls to the devil to enjoy worldly pleasures.
但是这种欲望呢是如此的强烈，所以有一些人就愿意以他们的灵魂为交换，跟魔鬼来做交换，来获得他们想要的世上的享乐。
Just towards the end of that journey, these people come to their senses and realize they will be heading to hell, and then regret the decision to trade their souls with the devil.
在这个这场人生的旅程接近尾声的时候呢，这些人就开始意识到他们是在地狱里，他们是在向地狱的方向迈进，然后他们开始后悔他们的决定，后悔与魔鬼达成的这个交易。
And I can say this with confidence that everyone wants to enjoy the lovely things of the world.
我很确信地说，每个人都想要享用这个世界上所有美好的东西。Yet
nobody wants to pay the price.
但是没有人愿意付出代价。The
journey to heaven is a rough one.
天国的道路是一个崎岖不平的。The
path is narrow and is covered with thorns and thistles.
这个道路是窄小的。
But once we made it to heaven, all that hard work is worth it.
但是当我们到达天国的时候，所有的努力都是值得的。
On the other hand, the journey to hell is an easy one where the path is wide and smooth.
另外一方面，通向地狱的道路是轻松的，道路是宽阔的，是平坦的。
However, when one gets to hell, one regrets that easy life because eternal sufferings start, and that is when one cries to God to help them get out of hell.
但是当人到达地狱的时候，他就开始后悔了，因为他们的轻松的生活变成了永远的痛苦，他们永远的痛苦开始了。这个时候，他们才向神哭嚎，想要神救离他们脱离地狱。
But it is too late.
但是已经太晚了。
As the saying goes, you cannot have your cake and eat it too.
就像一句话所说的。 你不可能又想拥有这个蛋糕，又想要吃它，就是你不可能得到所有的好处。The
final temptation of the devil was a challenge to Jesus to prove his divinity by jumping off the pinnacle of the temple.
最后一个试探是这个魔鬼来挑战耶稣，挑战他从殿顶上，挑战耶稣的神性，要求他从圣殿的顶上跳下去。
And once more, Jesus rejected the challenge and quoted Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16.
又一次主耶稣拒绝了撒旦的挑战，而引用了《申命记》6章16节。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16.
请翻开《申命记》6章16节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16.
申命记6章16节。
16. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massa.
申命记6章16节，你们不可试探耶和华你们的神，像你们在玛撒那样试探他。What
happened at Massa?
在玛撒发生了什么？
The incident at Massa is recorded in Exodus chapter 17.
玛撒的事件是记录在出埃及记的17章。The
people had no water to drink, and they complained against Moses.
当时以色列民没有水喝，他们向摩西抱怨。
God told Moses to take a staff in his hand and to strike a rock in Horeb, and water will come out of it.
神告诉摩西，拿起他手中的杖来击打岩石，水就会从磐石里面出来。Like
unto the two previous temptations, the Lord Jesus saw right through this particular scheme of the devil.
就像前两次的试探一样，主耶稣看清了魔鬼的诡计。
Whereby Satan was asking Jesus to prove his divinity by jumping off the pinnacle of the temple and calling upon God's protection.
Satan 要求主耶稣从殿顶上跳下来，以此来证明他的神性。呼求神的帮助，以此来证明他的神性。This
is in fact testing God's truthfulness of his promises.
这个事实上就是来试探神。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16, verse 17 to 18.
请翻开马可福音16章17到18节。
The Gospel Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18.
马可福音16章17到18节。
17. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, and they will speak with new tongues. 18. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
马可福音16章17到18节。信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。 手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物，也必不受害。手按病人，病人就必好了。And
here in Mark chapter 16, the Lord Jesus was instructing his disciples to go out into the world to preach the gospel.
在这里，主耶稣吩咐他的门徒们去出去，向这个传福音。And
those who believe in him and are baptized will be saved, but those who do not will be condemned.
信主的人。
As evidence of his words, signs will follow those who believe in him, such that they can cast out demons speaking tongues, and no harm will come to them when they pick up serpents or drink poison.
作为他的话的证据是，信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉他的名赶鬼，说新方言，手能拿蛇，物喝什么毒物，必不受害，手按病人，手按病人，病人就必好了。It
is obvious that Jesus is not asking his disciples to test him intentionally by picking up serpents and drinking poisons.
当然，主耶稣并不是要他的门徒们去来试验他，故意的，比如说来拿。 拿手拿毒蛇，或者是喝有毒的物。
Jesus was saying that in the event these believers accidentally get bitten by serpent or drink poison, no harm will come to them because of their faith in God.
主耶稣在这里的意思是说，若有人，不幸的被蛇咬了，或者是喝了有毒的物，或者是只要他们对神有信心，就必然不受伤害。
We know the temptation of Jesus was one where the tempted one emerged from the trials victorious.
我们知道主耶稣的试探是，主耶稣所受的试探，他在这上面是成功的。Let's
take a look at an example of where the tempted one failed.
我们来看一下一个
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 7.
请翻开创世纪3章1到7节。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 7.
创世纪3章1到7节。
Verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said to the woman, Has God indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? 2. And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. 3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. 4. Then the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die. 5. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. 6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave it to her husband with her, and he ate. 7. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig trees together and made themselves coverings.
创世纪.
So the temptation of Eve was a win for the devil, but a loss to humanity.
所以夏娃所受的试探呢，对魔鬼来说是魔鬼来说是成功的，但是对人类来说却是一个损失。What
looked like a chance encounter between the serpent and Eve was actually a scheme all along.
当我们仔细来看的时候呢，这个在撒旦和夏娃之间呢，事实上这样一个轨迹一直在重演。The
devil's scheme was first to encounter Eve by chance. Then make Eve doubt the words of God.
魔鬼的诡计就是，首先呢，好像跟夏娃偶然遇到，然后呢，使夏娃开始怀疑神的话。He
asked a seemingly innocent question: Has God indeed said, "You shall not eat of every tree of the garden"?
他貌似问了一个很 很天真的问题，神真的有说你们不可以吃这个树上的果子吗？
The devil knew that Eve was not present when God gave instructions to Adam on what to eat in the Garden of Eden, and was betting on Adam probably would not relay God's full instructions to Eve, or that she did not take heed to the words of God.
因为撒旦知道当神在给亚当这条诫命的时候呢，夏娃并不在场，而且可能亚当也没有 把神的这个诫命完完整整的向夏娃去转述，或者是夏娃并没有在意。Having
planted a seed of doubt in Eve, the devil then downplayed the consequences of eating the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
在夏娃的心里种了怀疑的种子之后呢，撒旦就开始来更改这个从吃这个
And God's instruction to Adam was, But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
神的诫命是你不可以吃善恶树上的果子，你吃的那天必定死。
Yet the serpent said, You will not surely die.
但是撒旦说你不一定会死。
The devil went on to tempt Eve, arousing her desires by telling her, For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will open, and you will be like God, you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
撒旦进一步的试探夏娃，来 激起他的欲望，就告诉他说：“你吃的日子不一定死，你的眼睛会打开，你会像神一样知道善恶。”
And who wouldn't want to be like God?
有谁不愿意像神一样呢？
But is it in our right to be God?
但是是像神一样是由我们决定的吗？
Remember, we are created. We are the created, not the creator.
要记住，我们是被造之物，我们不是造物主。
So we should know our places before God.
所以我们应该知道我们在神面前的位置。
We see a common methodology that the devil uses to tempt both Jesus and Eve.
我们可以看到一个很常用的伎俩，魔鬼用来试探主耶稣和夏娃。
He uses the words of God against us, making us interpret the words of God wrongly or doubt the words of God.
他用神的话来攻击我们，让他引用神的话，然后让我们来曲解神的话，甚至怀疑神的话。
That is why the church encourages all members to read the Bible so that we are familiar with the words of God.
这就是为什么教会来鼓励信徒要读圣经，所以我们可以很熟悉神的话语。
At the same time, we should be attending services to listen to the sermons so that we can correctly interpret the words of God. Thus, we are equipped with the full armor of God.
同时，我们要参加教会的聚会，能听讲道，所以我们能够正确地解释神的话。我们要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
To fully protect ourselves against the devil, we not only have to discern the words of God so that we won't end up like Eve,
能够保护我们自己胜过撒旦，我们不仅需要来仔细分辨神的话。
We also have to put on the full armor of God, and finally, we have to pray with vigilance.
我们也要穿上神所赐的全副军装，最后我们也要警醒祷告。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16.
请翻开希伯来书4章14到16节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16.
希伯来书4章14到16节。
Verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. 15, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. 16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
希伯来书4章14到16节，我们既然有一位已经深入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜悯蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Our Lord Jesus has set a perfect example on how to overcome temptations.
关于如何胜过试探，主耶稣为我们树立了一个完美的榜样。
First, store the words of God in our hearts and know God's will.
首先，我们要把神的话藏在心里，我们要知道神的旨意。
When Satan misused the scriptures in order to make his case strong, we see Jesus also quoting the words of God to rebuff the devil.
当撒旦 试图利用圣经的话语，想要来使他的，来为他自己做辩护的时候呢，我们看到主耶稣也同样是引用神的话语来，对抗撒旦。Next,
have a sincere desire to obey God's will over our personal needs.
第二点是要存一颗清洁的心来。 愿意去顺服神的旨意，来胜过我们自己的欲望。Satan
asked Jesus to throw himself down the temple to prove his divinity by calling upon God's protection.
撒旦要求主耶稣将自己从殿顶上跳下去，以此来证明他的神性，来寻求神的帮助。And
Jesus responded to him saying that you shall not tempt the Lord your God.
主耶稣直接回答说：“你不可以试探主你的神。”
Jesus knew that he should not deliberately put himself in a dangerous situation to test the truthfulness of God's promise.
主耶稣知道他不可以故意的把自己置于一个危险的境地来试探神神允许的真实性。
Likewise, we should not tempt God for our selfish gain. Instead, we should study the word of God in order to understand and obey the will of God.
同样的，我们不可以试探神为了自己自私的利益。相反，我们应该学习神的话语，是为了了解和顺服神的旨意。
Third, be faithful to God and not be distracted by material or fleshly allurement.
第三点，我们要忠于神，而不要被物质和肉体上的引诱所离开神。
The devil offered Jesus the world if Jesus would bow down and worship him.
撒旦说，只要主耶稣来拜他，他就会把整个世界给他。
Jesus easily turned him down because Jesus understood there is only one God and our God's will is for us to worship him and him only.
主耶稣直接拒绝了，因为他知道只有一位神，而且神的意思就是要我们来敬拜他，侍奉他。
We should understand that everything in this world is transient.
我们应该知道这个世界上所有的事情都是暂时的。
Once the world passes, everything in it passes as well.
当这个世界消失的时候呢，这个世界上所有的东西都会消失。
As Elder James said, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away."
就像雅各长老所说的，你的生命是什么呢？它就像是一股云，一点，就像是一抹云雾。只存在片时就消散了。
If what we want from our life on earth is those short few decades of pleasure, then we should have no regrets following the world.
如果我们所想要的就是在我们生活在这个世界上短短的数十年能够享乐，那我们就不应该为我们来追随这个世界而感到后悔。
However, since God has given us the promise of eternal life,Why would we be satisfied with only a few decades of life?
但是神既然给我们了永恒生命的应许，我们为什么只为这短短几十年的人生来能够自我满足呢？
If we give in to the devil, that is, we give in to the lust of our flesh, the lust of our eyes, and the pride of our life, we lose God and His promise of eternal life.
如果我们向撒旦屈服了，我们就是屈服于肉体的软弱、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲，我们将失去神和他永恒生命的应许。
Would we risk giving up our eternal life for a few decades of pleasure on earth?
你想要来因为这个世界上短短几十年的享乐而放弃永恒的生命吗？你想为此冒险吗？
We must remain steadfast in our faith to God.
我们必须要持守我们的信仰。
As 1 John chapter 2 verse 17 says, "And the world is passing away and the last of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever."
就像约翰一书二章十七节所说的，这个世界会过去，而且他所有的情欲也会随之过去，但是遵行神旨意的却是永远长存。
Let us rise to sing hymn number 177.
让我们起立唱诗177首。
Hymn number 177.
请唱诗177首。